The following podcast may contain a dash of popular profanities.
The Wiggly World 142.
It's never straight up and down.
It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world. Well, I'm living in a wiggly world. Wiggly world.
Hello, friends. Jeez, I don't even have a set of headphones on. I moved my studio around a little bit, but I wanted to jump on here. Jump on the mic on Wednesday. It's going to be more like Free Ball on Friday, but except not on Friday. I'm just going off the cuff. As I mentioned, I haven't even had the time to put the rest of my studio into place. I've been reconfiguring my studio, putting some old Macs in, Ameridrive G4, an old Bondi Blue G3 with the hockey puck mouse and stuff like that there. But before I go into tech talk, nobody cares about tech talk. Let's get into the meat, because I hope that there are some new listeners today, especially off of the Twitter. Now, I will be going off the cuff, so I might sound like I do on all of my episodes, which is quite not so smart. However, with the two recent outbreaks of condemned racism, we are once again in the predicament, the situation, the arena that the press and television programs, celebrities, Daily Show in particular, which I watched today before I went into my tech job, are continuing to cover without stating whatsoever, taking this opportunity with, let's see, I had to have this up because I don't give a crap about sports. Donald Sterling, you already know what this is all about, but just for documenting this for the annals of time and the annals of time. Donald Sterling, of course, making racist remarks about not bringing black people to baseball games. I don't know what the hell it is. Basketball games, and putting jerseys in the middle of the thing. And, who knew a billionaire fella would be, an old billionaire fella would have no idea that he's making racist comments. And same can be said for the old Nevada rancher, Cliven Bundy, making slavery remarks after he was praised for not recognizing the United States government and paying the money he owes for allowing his cattle to graze on government-owned property. Who would have thought that anyone would make these type of remarks? Now, I talked about it a little bit on last episode, which was the faithful or something of that nature. Check out Wiggly World 141, where I talk about no news is news, and where I mentioned the Duck Dynasty fella and the person that she was, she bakes with butter and stuff like that. I didn't look up their names. Once again, two other people, celebrities and pseudo celebrities that I do not follow, that once again, very shocking that anyone holds these beliefs that they don't realize are racist. And how many people out there that are listening now who are also not racist, of course, still say, "I got gypped," and not realizing that this is a slur on gypsies. Which gypsies, since we always like to talk about Hitler, gypsies were the social group, identified social group that was most devastated by the Nazis and the Nazi regime, the camps, and stuff like that there, that all of the soldiers of the Nazis' peoples like to eliminate. So here we are back again with huge media coverage of Donald Sterling making remarks to his mistress. It just shows you the integrity of these people. About not taking Instagrams with people that he considers to be black, and many people self-identify with being black, as a race, as a race, not as a culture, not as an area of national origins, geographic locations, etc., especially social groups. And that's really what we're talking about here, what people socially identify as. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be all over the place because I'm just a free-balling Friday in it after I got back from a very technical IT administration challenging day. I'm a sole technician for several clients. I just got a new client yesterday. So I'm up to 5 or 6 individual clients that I now serve as an independent contractor. And plus, I have a giant project in the video world, B2B video stuff happening. So I'm right in the middle of a lot of head work. So please forgive me if I bounce around. Take this moment to talk about self-identifying with certain races. But you're actually more identifying with a social idea of a genetic race. Because, and I'll start with this, genetic races are myth. They're wrong. There are no such thing as genetic races. We are the human race. That is the only race we are. I've said this before on many a Wiggly World, and I'm revisiting it again because of the nature of this controversy going on now, this non-troversy, in my opinion, and I'll explain why in deeper. But it's once again the perfect opportunity for media to state very plainly that these racist remarks and by both Donald Sterling and Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, if that's even his real name, and his slavery remarks, which are in no way remarkable. He did not come to reach these conclusions by himself. These are obviously sound bites that he's heard reiterated through other forms of media. He is in no way alone in feeling this way, and we've heard this rhetoric before. Maybe the Negro it was better off as slaves, and you know, this entire just these stupid sayings. I mean, he is not the orchestrator of this, yet everyone is acting in surprise and shock that people are hold racist views, and instead of taking this opportunity to say, and the kicker of it all is that there is no such thing as genetic race. There is no racism. Wait. Let me take that back. There is racism, but it is all based on a non-existent premise, a poor premise. And it's not just offensive to people that identify themselves with a certain race, but it's not even, when it relates to sports, it's not even true. It's not even true. White man can't jump. Well, yes, they can, because the lighter-skinned people held world records for high jump competitions. Now, why is that, you know? Well, we can go into the minutia of it, but it would come down. It's not because of genetic makeup, because long-distance runners as well, marathon runners. Why is that? Why is that? Because of people we look up to when we grow up in certain social structures. Yes, maybe, but these are deeper things. These are nothing based on genetics, because genetically speaking, from the view of social anthropology 101 in today's age, the 21st century, no doubt, and the middle of the 20th century, we have known that race is genetically non-existent. So all of this hubbub is based on a poor, on a non-existent standing, genetically. Now, racism towards people, towards physical attributes, such as melanin and nose broadness and pointiness and shape of the ears and length of other members and boobs. Butts that you could stand on. I mean, Jesus Christ, if we want to talk about butts you can stand on, that's what I mean. Line up people with butts you can stand on from around the world, from the size of the butt that you would need very narrow feet to stand on to people that could wear size 12 and larger shoes of butts you could stand on. And there would be no place where you could say, okay, this is a butt that you could stand on is a place where we will have a racial divide, because it wouldn't correlate to any other aspect of racism. Of course, most racism is based on the color of the skin. And, you know, here we go again with John Stewart, perfect opportunity to lay down the fact of genetic race being non-existent. Jesus Christ, Colbert had on an author of the book on a book on such a topic on his own damn show, and yet through these bits that are supposed to be funny, continue to propagate the myth of genetic racism. And you know what? Those bits, and in particular, I'm talking about the chief black correspondent, whose name slips my mind right now, which I could normally think of, and probably will when I stop thinking. You know, this fella comes on, and Christ, you know, Stewart's darker than this fella, so you can't go by skin tone and pigment in your skin and refraction of light, because if we're talking about color in the light spectrum, then what color reflects from the prism of light is actually the opposite of what our eye sees, because it absorbs the color, its complement. In other words, our eyes see the negative of what color things really are. So the lighter your skin, actually the darker your skin probably is, and vice versa, because light is refractory. And here we go with prism and prism light. We know this from Newtonian. Newton, you know, did so much research on light refraction and how a prism and how light is composed of this huge spectrum of color. And what about spectrums that go outside the spectrum of what our eyeballs can see? And then you know, we can even go more off topic with in the way a Wiggly World would go, in talking about even how calling something vision and our senses is another mistake of experiencing our environment, because it first of all, removes us from our environment. And vision is just another way where we interact and reflect our environment. Vision might as well be called hearing and might as well be called touch and any other type of sensation, because it's just another form of how we interact with our surroundings. So that's how far a normal wiggly world can go off topic, and I could do this for two, three hours. But the fact is that there is no such thing as genetic race, and the easiest representation of this is taking people from around the world and lining up them up by some attribute you ascribe to a certain race that we now call a race. And hopefully in the future we will not be calling a race. We may call it a social identification, a heritage, a geographic, some word that relates to geography, you know, tribe, something of this nature. But for now, it's you know, considered a race. But if you the easiest way is to line up people by skin tone, skin color, and when you line up everyone around the world by their skin colors, you will find, of course, that you have all different type of peoples from all different types of areas. John Stewart, as for an example, compared to Larry Wilcox, I think that's his name, Larry Wilson, the chief black correspondent of The Daily Show. I mean, they'd be standing right next to each other. And along this long line from, let's go from the most brown to the lightest yellowish or pink or whatever. I mean, those, we're going to have problems. We're going to have problems all along the way, because you're going to have candy apple brown and manila, and you're going to have, how do these reds affect this other types of more towards the yellow and even greens in skin tone. When you're an artist, you learn that instead of taking the peach crayon or some type of brown straight out the tube, that when you do a portrait of someone or full body nudes or whatever, you're using all types of colors, because light is bouncing off of our skin. Skin is not just one layer as well. You know, there's multiple layers of the subdermal and epidermal and the quadridermal and the hydrodermal and the hydrodermal. But there will be no place along this line where you could say, okay, here's where we're going to have blacks, here's where we're going to have Puerto Ricans, here's where we're going to have Spanish people from Spain, and here's where we're going to have people that speak Spanish from Mexico and all, you know, Brazil. You know, there are no, there's no dividing line. And these news organizations, which are global and are in other countries, and people like John Stewart, that is a globetrotter of sorts, that is just, he made a film about people in the Middle East, should know that the different ports of, what do you call these ports, where you stop at a port of something or another? Port of call of port, anyway, whatever the hell it is, Cole Porter, maybe. When you stop at these different places around the world, everybody defines different races by different criterias. You might be called black in one place and not black in another place because of all the different shades and configurations and whatnot. I mean, if you look at just people who associate themselves with being Jewish, which I don't know what race that's supposed to be, or Middle Eastern, you're gonna go run the gamut of shades, you know. So here's a perfect opportunity blown on Donald Sterling and Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. And if you want to look this up, of course you can. I'll put show notes that may take you to a good book to read about this. What's another aspect of this? I think I touched on it with sports, because you know sports is a thing where you hear people talking constantly about different reasons why certain athletes dominate certain sports. And when you really look into it, it's not even true. Historically, or even contemporarily, things go in waves. And once again, there is no way to discern. Scottie Pippen, the only Asian in basketball. Before Yao Ming, that's not his name. Yao Ming is from Big Trouble in Little China, I think. But that's how much I don't know about sports. But I mean that's a funny little thing that a friend of mine used to say. Because Scottie Pippen could be what other people I no longer do consider Asian, or at least from the Asian the continent of Asia, which is a huge continent, but he could be from China, or, you know what I mean? But you can't even say that they're from geographic locations, because the whole thing about African American is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous moniker, and any moniker is divisional, and it is not just degrading. It isn't degrading. It's another word that would mean lacking in substance and lacking in reality, the potential of a person, the composition of what is considered human, the combination. What the hell did I just say? The composition of what we even consider sentient. I mean, there's so much more about us, biologically speaking, that it is ridiculous to break someone down to a technician, a race, a color, chromosome level. I mean, all these stupid fucking things. We could describe aspects of a person, but to say to identify somebody by one word, like atheist or Christian or what have you, is just, you know, not what a person is. And even saying that we are a person is excluding so much about our experience and the things, the experiences of other creatures. You know, I don't want to go too deep in this. So let me just get back to, and then think, and I don't even know if I can remember this stuff, but Donald Sterling said about Instagram and whatnot. So, you know, here's a person that obviously has no social compass. It's like my joke, which people that listen to my shows are sick of the ignorant person, usually in a redneck accent, that after the Human Genome Project and the fact that we can trace our own ancestors by sending $100 to fucking National Geographic to see how we came out of Africa, this poor redneck fella sitting on his porch, now presented with this knowledge, yells at a person who is of a much browner skin appearance and says, "Why don't y'all go back to where I came from?" Now, Donald Sterling has heard the fact that we've all come out of Africa, I'm going to assume, being a learned man and making money. I'm sure the good holy way, the righteous way, he's a righteous man, I'm sure. I'm sure he had never did any type of dirty dealings to get to the position he is. Unlike the other billionaires. Billionaires never do. And this is something I talked about before too. I can never become a billionaire, even if I somehow became a billionaire. If I rolled this motherfucker in the parking lot and took his billions, I could not be a billionaire for long because I would feel it unethical to my being part of the human race. I could no longer consider myself part of the human race to sit on that type of money. It would have to go back into the human race, or else I wouldn't consider myself a part of it, a person. But I digress. So Donald Sterling, makes these comments, not taking into consideration things he already knows, that his ancestors all originated from the same part of the world. And one of the comparisons about genetics, now that we know about DNA, is that, genetically speaking, someone currently from a tribe in Africa, their DNA compared to another person from a nearby tribe in Africa would probably be less unique, less in common with their two sets of genes compared to a person from America and a natural person from China. Somebody that we might consider to be a Caucasian will have more genes in common with somebody that looks completely different than they do, would have more genes in common than two people that look very similar in tribes that are a few miles away, scant miles away. So this, you know, we are genetically the same. There's no genetic race. And he is saying something stupid that he has learned and has never grown and has never been privy to or listened to shit he should already know. And the same goes for Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, a person who believes that he should not be held to United States law because he does not receive any money from the United States, does not use money. He is a self-sufficient ecosystem squatting on fucking United States land. Now, maybe I'm all wrong about that. Maybe he is free to allow his cattle to graze on this United States land that I'm assuming parts of our taxes go to. And, you know, I don't want to go into this because, Jesus Christ, I know that our fucking taxes don't go toward things that really have to do with our country very much, except for trying to get our government out of debt. And that's a whole nother can of worms. I'm gonna cut this off at 30, my friends. I got a minute and a half to try to cap it. Well, we're going to go over with the songs. But I'm just saying that, this fella didn't make this stuff up. He's saying, "I always believed, I always said," and you know what? You're full of shit. You didn't always believe it. You didn't always say that. You didn't always think of it because it's freaking verbatim from other arguments that we've already heard, or anyone that investigates this type of hate speech has already heard. It's nothing new. And even what I say isn't anything new, I'm sure. But hopefully I bring things together because I question my own beliefs, and I would love to be a critical thinker, and that's what I try to that's what I try to achieve on a daily basis, on a minutely basis, on a secondly basis, with all the myriad of thoughts that run through our minds at any given moment. And I can't remember what stupid things he said. I know he said about slavery, but he also said about abortion and food stamps or something. You know, a person, as a rancher, I thought ranchers received subsidies from the government. I mean, I guess I could be wrong. Might only apply to farmers. I don't know. But I don't know really anything about him. And I think that Magic Johnson, you know, coming out and talking about this Clippers person, and the whole sports thing in general, I've spoken on this before. There are definitely classes of people. There are definitely people that identify with a certain class, hang out with a clique. And this is going back to high school. And I just find it amazing sometimes that people that would probably have been beaten up by jocks in high school are some of the most fervent, is that a word, zealous, flag-waving, face-painting, snack endorsement-buying people that support and pay the money for these outrageously supported sports personalities. And once again, I am generalizing, but I do not mean to, because there are exceptions to every non-rule, because it's really not a rule. And I am an advocate. One of the first things I was ever televised as saying was that we have to treat everything on an individual level, and that includes people and circumstances and all else, because everything is on it. Nothing is exactly the same. Nothing is exactly the same. And something that I found interesting that isn't exactly the same is nipples, even on the same person. Evidently, your own nipples are different. And this came into my life because I was looking into the person that starred in Blood Rain, Terminator 3. She had some fantastic nipples. Let me tell you that. I am a nipple connoisseur. I like all different types of nipples. I think breasts are quite overrated, but because let's face it, nipple is very important as well, or the lack of any nipples. But I don't want to get into that too much. And you know, this is not gender specific at all either. I mean, you know, any form of human nipple, or even cat nipples and dog nipples are very amusing as well. And of course, cow tit juice milk that you like to drink on your cereal. You squirt a little cow tit juice on there. Those are some amazing, utterly amazing nipples. And if my wife had those nipples, holy moly, I wouldn't allow her to leave the house, and I wouldn't leave the house, and I'd lock the doors, and I'd throw away the keys. Just be sucking on those nipples all the time. And that's part of a wiggly world too. Hopefully it's humorous and makes you laugh. So where was I? Oh, jocks. So, you know, like I had mentioned, so jocks. And let me tell you, as offensive as what this basketball coach was saying, you know, it's not even offensive. It's sad. It's sad. I don't know why people are offended. That's what kills me, is I don't know why people are offended by this. How many owners of sports clubs have sentiments that are similar to this? It's just a cultural problem that doesn't get fixed by banning people for life, because they're still going to fucking believe it. In fact, now they're going to place the blame on the cause of this. their own ignorance towards whatever. Their own prejudice towards whatever they are going to blame for this because I got caught saying it. You know? So I blame my stupid prejudice, my groundless prejudice. You know, and it's not like picking two pairs of socks, being prejudiced that way. It's, you know, hateful prejudice, which itself is once again based on zero foundation as far as what reality is for genetic race. But we also know that he didn't like to sell his rent his apartments or whatever to people from certain of certain what he considered races. But that was more based on freaking geographic. And you know, he's a slumlord basically. Geographic bias and other factors that he's equating to this, that, or the other. You know, all people from Jamaica are hardworking. All people from here are lazy. All people from there are, you know, whatever the stupid sayings, which isn't even true on geographic things. It goes back to treating things on an individual level. But speaking of such, so this person says offensive things and does offensive things, obviously, with a mistress, which to me, I don't give a shit. I if I could have mistresses, I surely would. And there's plenty of people out there that aren't monogamous. And I don't think there's any reason for humans to be monogamous if they choose not to be. They just need to be honest about it. Because who the hell says that we are a monogamous species? It's ridiculous. If 50% of marriages end in divorce, obviously we're not monogamous. There's other things going on there where we don't get along, and it might not be that we are meant to stay with one person our entire life. And maybe if we did split our time between multiple other human interactions in different, more intimate ways, maybe those marriages would have been saved. I mean, who the fuck really knows? As long as it's fair and it's agreed upon, relationships are so complex that there's just they should be treated on individual levels as well. But what I've failed to get at for the past 7 minutes is that, speaking from experience, if you knew what most of these football players did after a big game, or when they go out dancing at the club, and the deplorable accepted dogmas, they are a type of dogma because they're just so accepted now by the wives of these football stars. That, you know, watch what you say. You don't want to embarrass your football star husband. You go home now. He'll come home later after he goes and screws some people he met at the club. We don't talk about this. They don't talk about that, etc. And once again, this does not go across the board, but this goes in circles, small circles. And once again, relates back to, you know, the high school jock getting a cheerleader and all this other stuff and locking the nerd in the locker. And then, you know, the nerd or the person that they called names because of their physical appearance are standing, you know, buying $1,000 front row seats or whatever the fuck they cost, waving a flag around with a painted letter on their belly. And it's just a weird thing to observe. And that's all I'm saying. There's so much in sports that is good and is bad. And I'm not a sports enthusiast, so I mean, I can't tell you the benefits of it from personal experience. I love to play sports, but I'm completely flabbergasted by the type of incomes pulled from sports based upon the fact that these people that are in the sports world for the most part, are doing something that they love incredibly. They love incredibly. And it's not that they're not worth it because of prices. And this is the same that goes for movie stars and celebrities. You go down the board and you're getting paid, you know, millions of dollars per $50 million per movie or something like this. It's outrageous. But it's because all the way down the line, yes, you're pulling in money for the studio. How much money must you pull in from a studio for a movie in order for you to generate, be worth $50 million? Something along the line is getting charged too much, because the person that cleans the toilet at Kmart should be making as much, if not more, than you, most of these people out there, because nobody wants to clean the toilet at Kmart. No one wants to ride the back of a garbage truck at 3:30 in the morning, picking up your smelly shit, you know, and smearing it all over them and not being able to get it out. And it's winter and it's whatever the hell. I mean, of course, if you're very talented, you should probably make more money than certain custodians and whatever. I'm not trying to build straw men, but I am saying that there is a fucked up structure in compensation worldwide. Who should start making? It's in our structure of factory working is an amazing thing for measuring I don't know how to put it. I was thinking about the other day, because I worked for a bleachery for a little while, and seeing the structure of bleachery workers, from bleachery supervisors, which I was. I started out on the serger sewing machine, sewing giant tubes of material together. And then from there, I made it into the bleachery, and then finally to bleachery supervisor. But you could see the level of work, and you could see how things are structured and people are structured. And fortunately, it really wasn't based on any factors as to who became a supervisor, who became a manager, who became what have you. Now, you might have started in a higher place, but that was if you had a college education, you could start as a quality inspector, checking out raw rolls of material and giving them the green light if you had a college education. So, I mean, I don't know why I'm going into factory workers, but there is problems with the structure of compensation and remuneration for the different types of different careers or jobs or what have you, that I think should be restructured. If this amount of, I mean, I feel that we should all be able to live comfortably and retire comfortably. Do certain people, should certain people be wealthy? Of course. Should certain people be impoverished? If that is their choice, I believe that it should be. But if it is not their choice, then there's some intervention that needs to occur. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's just something to think about, how we are picking these people out and picking them apart. And I no longer want to stand behind this person because they have bad ideas in one area and maybe ideas we should look into in others, or they are successful people that are just basically shitty people. And yet we're surprised that when shitty people say shitty things. Listen, if you're a millionaire, billionaire, and it's not because you invented something fantastic, it's because you made big real estate deals, perhaps questionable business practices and being able to snowball buying large companies or having friends change the value of the dollar and instances like that there. There's very few, and this is an assumption, but you can check into it, but from my research, there are very few people that have made that kind of money without doing some pretty shitty things, or what I definitely would consider immoral acts. Now, Donald Trump might not consider it immoral, but I sure as fuck would. Jesus Christ, that guy was bankrupt at one time. You understand? He filed for bankruptcy, and then he's back to being million billionaire, whatever. And has he always done or said moral things? Fuck no. And neither has Donald Sterling, from what I could tell. But it is up to, and the point of this is, and now I'm out at 45. The point of this is that it is what I consider the responsibility of this media to bring in the science on this stuff to show it is based on a false premise underlying these things. Expose the people if you must, expose the racism, but explain not just to your audience, but also to the people making these ignorant things that they are wrong and here is why. And not only here is why, but here is how you could research why. Here is why you already understand why. And if those people aren't educated by that, well, tough shit. But this should be coming out. This is your shoehorn in. Unless for some reason you want to continue to perpetrate these differences. For sensationalism, for stories, for funnies, you know? Okay, my friends, that's it. That is a Wiggly World impromptu. I hope it made sense. And I sure as hell hope that this can get into the hands of some celebrity so they may do research. In fact, No Time for You will pass. I'm going to look up the name of this one book that may be a great introduction to understanding a little bit more about social anthropology. The book that I am speaking about is from episode 136. Yeah, my eyes are bad. 136 of A Wiggly World, called Race and Reality, What Everyone Should Know About Our Biological Diversity. And it's by Guy P. Harrison. I just saw when I tried to do a Google search without going to A Wiggly World to find this. This book by Augustine Fuentes called Race, Monogamy, and Other Lies They Told You. They, of course. And it's good because it also speaks about the different scenes, perceived differences between men and women, which is fantastic. And this one Mythbuster sentence right down by near the book's title when I tried to go through it, it sums it up pretty well. There's no separate gene for black or white. Our concept of race is not biological, it is social. While there is only one biological race in humans, Homo sapien, it still matters whether you are black or white in the U.S. Differences between races in the U.S. are the outcomes of social, historical, economic, and experiential contents. Experiential context. Now I lost my place. Not biological entities. So please, I'll put links to this stuff in the show notes. You can see the show notes at awigglyworld.com. All of my projects, art and crayons and trapdoor and music and pro wrestling and We Talk Games, video games, and award-winning video game journalist, moi, and all this other business, it can be found at my portal through wigglysworld.com. Wigglysworld.com. In fact, Google Wiggly. I should be at the top. Don't Bing it. Don't Bing me. Bing, suck my Bing. Google me and help give Google some more money. By the way, Google corporate headquarters provides food and snacks for free to all their employees. All their employees are in office. They have an office free policy, so you can sit on giant beanbag chairs and things like this. If you want to make a private call, you have to go into these little booths called Call Me Maybes. Or is that at Twitter? I can't recall. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, nor expresses any type of my political views towards Facebook. But they do do that, and I don't even know if I was talking about Facebook. But then. Yeah, do it. Here comes. Am I going to leave you with music today? Oh, I want to just tell you two quick things. Number one, Wiggly's Book Club is going to happen. It might happen later this week. It's going to be very short episodes, and you'll see what they're like. But because of all the project I'm involved with, and because the last show I did was, I don't know what, 16, 17 weeks ago, I'm going to be trying to do these little things on portable units, mostly from Sloppy Joe's or other places, where I'm just going to read a little bit about a book, introduce you to a book. Perhaps a book is still in print, perhaps it is not. That's going to be Wiggly's Book Club. I also have another short piece, which might end up going very long, with asking why people believe in God. I will be speaking to no one, and that should be very interesting. A Wiggly World, I'm going to leave you with something. I don't know what the hell it is. For you, no time will pass while I figure out what I'm going to do. Okay, I was going to take the cheap way out and play Song of Love, Anti-Commitment Single Edition by yours truly and Trapdoor. Even though I love that song and most people that hear it love it, and I want to promote it, and hopefully this will be promoted to a larger audience. Now that we're heading towards an hour, I'm going to hit you instead with One Nation Underground was the name of this album. This is a band called Pearls Before Swine. It was an album I found in a dumpster back in the 1980s, and I think this is probably 1967, 69, 70, somewhere around there, circa 1967, I'm going to say. And this is a song called Oh Dear, in parentheses, Miss Morris. So I call it Miss Morris. And once again, this is Pearls Before Swine, Oh Dear, Miss Morris. You probably can't buy this from anywhere, so torrent the hell out of it. And I love you. Thank you again for listening. I hope that you like me, A Wiggly World. Bye-bye, A Wiggly World.
Da-di-da-di, da-di-da-di.